Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Ah. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hey guys, I'm Whitney Port and this is With Wit. A lot of you may know me from reality TV, and the reality is a lot's happened since The Hills. With Wit is dedicated to having real, raw, and occasionally ridiculous conversations with the people who have had a profound impact on me. Life-changing moments, life-changing people. Because on With Wit, very little is off limits. Hi, everyone. Welcome to Staying Home with Wit. Today, I am speaking with the inspiring Catherine Power, an amazing businesswoman that I have admired for years. She is a prolific consumer brand builder, CEO, and investor focused on creating products and businesses that connect to millennial and Gen Z consumers. Catherine has taken age-old industries and reimagined them with data-led, digital-first business models built for the modern shopper. Key themes to her brands include accessibility, inclusivity, clean ingredients, and sustainability. Catherine is the co-founder of Who What Wear, an international fashion company in Aveline, an organic wine brand. Additionally, she is the founder of Versed Skincare, one of my favorite brands that you've heard me talk about a lot. This year, Catherine launched Merit, her new clean beauty brand. If that hasn't impressed you enough, I will add that she has been acknowledged for her innovations on Fortune's 40 Under 40 list, Fast Company's Most Innovative Companies list, and Adweek's Creative 100 as one of Inc.'s 20 young entrepreneurs to watch. Whoa! Okay, I am so ready to get inspired and pick her brain. Here is the incredible Catherine Power. Oh my gosh, I feel like I haven't talked to you in so long, only through DMs.
I know. I mean, I don't even know when the last time I saw you was.
I know. I feel so cheesy for even saying this to you, but I feel like you are such a role model for me because you have been able to launch so many different companies that are really all about your passions and things you love. And I feel like that is the coolest thing in the world, to be able to professionally do what you most believe in. And I see it through your Instagram and especially now through Merit. We're going to get into so much about your career, but I want to start with Merit just because, you know, there's so many makeup brands obviously out there and it can feel like sometimes a saturated market. And I'm sure that's something that you thought about when you were launching it. What made you feel like there was a gap in the marketplace for something like this? And what's like the ethos behind the brand?
I've been wanting to bring Merit to life for almost 5 years now. And it really came from a personal need that I had. You know, I started to feel like I didn't fit in anywhere when it came to makeup brands. Yeah, I grew up using the prestige and luxury brands that I was introduced to, you know, by my mother. I always gravitated towards the brands that looked more natural, you know. But as I grew up, when I got pregnant, you know, with Sebastian, my son, I went to use my normal lip products and I instantly became nauseous. Instantly. It didn't matter what it was. If it was a lip gloss, a lipstick, a crayon, my body just had this instant reaction to it. And I was never the first person to run over to the clean aisle. Like that just, I just always wanted the best colors. I really wanted it to work and to last on my face. But that was really eye-opening for me. And somebody had sent me some tinted lip balms that I had on my desk. It was a press submission. And I used it And I remember going into a meeting and thinking, that's so weird. I'm not nauseous. And they were these organic, like all natural. So from there, started to learn about, you know, what actually goes into color cosmetics and what it means to be clean. And, you know, you realize when you have a baby, you're putting your face up against this tiny newborn. And so like everything you put on you, from your body lotion to your makeup to the lip balm you wear, it's like, it made me realize I had to clean up my act and make sure that it wasn't going to be anything that would harm him. So I started to shop for cleaner products, and I just didn't connect with any of the brands emotionally, right? It didn't give me the same kind of feeling I would get when I would walk out of, you know, a department store with a new, you know, YSL lip tint or whatever it was that I was, you know, so excited about. And I just felt like, you know, the new brands that were coming out, although, you know, by that point, clean had progressed and there's so many great formulas, you know, a lot of the brands are marketed more towards Gen Z, and I just didn't identify with them, although I think there's so many great clean brands today. So I just felt like there was a white space for people like myself and like you, I think, that are busy, that want to look, you know, polished and pulled together in a short amount of time and want clean products, but demand performance and, you know, like this more sophisticated aesthetic. And it really centers around this concept of minimalist beauty, you know, the fact that we just want to look like ourselves, but better. And so we did a ton of research with the Who What Wear community, just sort of talking to them about, you know, what they felt like was missing from their makeup bag, because you're right, there are so many brands coming out every day. And it turned out there were a lot of people just like me, you know. So many of them said they wish that, you know, the brands connected more to their values and their lifestyle. The majority of them wanted to look natural but better. You know, one woman commented that she would rather be complimented on her skin than her makeup. I think that's a perfect example. You know, we don't want to see the makeup. We just want to look and feel really great. So that's what Merit was all kind of designed around. And it's really the antidote to the, you know, 50 shade palette, new drop every week.
Oh, I cannot handle that. I have all this makeup and I only use like the same 7 things. Like, and I think that that's what most people are gravitating towards.
Especially now. Yeah. I mean, like I said, I started working on Merit probably 4.5 years ago. And, you know, really what's happened over the last year, you know, in 2020 has just set the stage, you know, for this, you know, minimalist collection of items, because, you know, we learned that we don't need as much as we thought, right? It's like, I got used to, like, my eyelash extensions came off. I have like hair nails, I natural hair texture, all of those things. And we're just much more comfortable with this sort of natural look. So in some ways it's been the perfect time to launch it and to bring it to life. And, you know, the response has already been incredible. I think the brand is really resonating with the consumers. Mm-hmm.
I personally love the eyebrow gel. I have so many issues with eyebrow gel because they can come up so chunky and clunky, and then you have to always clean them up, and yours doesn't. I don't even have to clean the brush first, and I just brush them up, and it gives like that perfect volume up, and also the color, which is so faint, it doesn't look like they're painted on, because I do not like that like penciled in eyebrow look, but I still want definition.
Yeah. Try the brown or the blonde for eyebrow?
I did the blonde.
Okay, great.
I mean, it's bad lighting right now, but
you have such great brows though. But that's exactly, you know, I made the brown 1980 product because I have really, you know, thin eyebrows. Like, I came of age in the 90s and I just plucked the hell out of them and they never grew back. And I've tried everything. So I needed a product that would add volume, mm-hmm. Which Brown 1980 does with its, you know, microfibers. And I also needed, you know, a tint so that would catch every little baby hair that I had.
Yeah.
You know, to give me credit for that fuller brow, mm-hmm, because mm-hmm. oftentimes we do have little, you know, little baby hairs, little fuzz. And if you tint them, you know, you can create
they can
a fuller
look thicker. So, yeah, I used to go to get my eyebrows done. And I would have her tint them first because I did have so much more hair, like in here and on the ends, that I didn't even know that I had.
Yeah.
This year, actually turn your resolutions into reality. Whether you're looking to try plant-based eating or build a really strong body or boost your skin's glow or simply feel your very best, Saqqara makes it easy to create rituals that last. You guys have heard me talk about Saqqara a lot, and that's because I really, really, really love them. Saqqara is a wellness company rooted in the transformative power of plant-based food. Their organic, ready-to-eat meals are made with powerful plant-rich ingredients, and they are designed to boost your energy, improve your digestion, and get your skin glowing. This morning, I actually had their detox tea. Not sure if you knew that they had teas. It's really soothing. It's the first thing I have in the morning. I feel like I'm doing something super good for my body, like moisturizing my insides. It's just great. Their menu of creative chef-crafted breakfasts, lunches, and dinners change weekly, so you'll never get bored. And it's delivered fresh anywhere in the U.S. Also, along with delicious plant-rich meals, Saqqara offers daily wellness essentials for optimal nutrition, like the tea I was talking about, supplement packs called the Foundation, and their Metabolism Super Powder delivers support for gut health, energy, immunity, and healthy skin. They have received rave reviews from Vogue, Goop, The New York Times, and so many more. And right now, Saqqara is offering our listeners 20% off their first order when they go to saqqara.com/withwit or enter code withwit at checkout. That's Saqqara, SAKARA.com/withwit to get 20% off your first order. That's saqqara.com/withwit. Go get their tea, you guys, and their granola and any of their meals. It's so easy. No cooking, no mess, no cleanup, no thinking about, is this good for me? You know it all is. They've done it for you. Go check them out.
Hey, this is Alexis Haynes. Join me every Monday for a new episode of my podcast, Recovering from Reality. Whether you're on the road to recovery, seeking self-care techniques for surviving the capitalist machine, or just need a moment to remember that you're not alone in your loneliness, I'm here to deliver intimate conversations and expert insights to empower you on the road towards authentic wellness. So, are you ready to recover from reality?
And now back to our combo. I love your eyebrow gel, and then I also love the cream blush. The application, I think, is so easy. Like, I really just take it from the thing and put it straight on the apples of my cheeks, and there's not like, it's not thick. It's very, I don't know, it's faint.
Well, it
gives you just like a little
into your skin. It's somewhere between a cream blush and a stain.
Yes,
you know, it always
exactly
bothers me when you use a cream blush and it just sort of sits on the top of your skin
and you see all your pores. Yeah.
Yeah. So I wanted something that would sink right in and look like your natural skin texture. And then you'll notice, you know, the first three products in the Merit launch assortment are meant to be applied with one hand. So it's really for this person who's on the go. I mean, up until, you know, March of last year, I was doing my makeup in the car,
yeah,
you know, on the way to work. So it had to be really, you know, efficient. And so that's, you know, we thought about that during the design.
Yeah, I love that. I love it. I can't believe how many different companies you've launched. It's so impressive. And I feel like you, like, I'll have these ideas and then I don't really know what is the first step, you know, like, what do I need to do in order to start? And it just seems to me like you are able to launch companies just so effortlessly. And I know a lot of it is having this, you know, amazing team and like the foundation of Who What Wear and everything. But talk me through, after Who What Wear, it was then Domain or was it Birdie? And then, like, talk me through the evolutions and all the different companies.
Sure.
Yeah.
So Who What Wear launched back in 2006.
Yeah.
We were the first, you know, company to bring magazine sensibilities to the internet, and certainly in the fashion and beauty world, and to sort of start linking the great e-commerce retailers that were popping up at the time, like Net-a-Porter and Shopbop. And over time, we expanded our media business and we developed My Domain, which is a beautiful home decor site as well as Birdie, which is focused solely on beauty. And we actually sold Birdie and my domain, probably was it the end of 2018.
Mm-hmm. I sort of remember that.
Dotdash or IAC. And we basically, you know, Birdie and my domain, those were our only businesses that didn't have products. They were solely media. So when I saw the success of the Who What Wear collection, which we launched in 2016 with Target across the country, you know, I knew I wanted to focus on this really community-driven, you know, commerce. So we sold my domain and Birdie to Dotdash, which is an IAC company. And, you know, I was just really impressed and excited by what Neil, the CEO there, had planned in the media space. And I thought, you know, since these assets are just media, there's no better, you know, place for them to live. So we ended up selling those. And I really just started to focus on, you know, Who What Wear, which at that point had a pretty significant retail business with Target and, you know, was also and still is a media company. And then we knew we wanted to get into, you know, the beauty product space shortly after we launched the Who What Wear collection. And, you know, our approach to creating products was, you know, to take the data that we have from our media business and our, you know, digital community and let that inform the product development and design process. So we really wanted to pull back the curtain on design. And, you know, we'll be in a design meeting and we'll go on to Instagram and we'll show, you know, three or four different prints or patterns. And then, you know, we, by the time we leave the meeting, we have a few thousand responses, you know, telling us which one is the top pick. We did surveys, shop alongs, focus groups. Like, we really leverage the community around the brand to help, you know, inform the product development. And that was a formula we really wanted to apply to beauty. You know, overall, it helps to make, you know, real-time decisions, and you can make better bets on, you know, inventory and your forecasting. And in, you know, I think retail buyers love it because they'll have some indication of, you know, which pieces to buy more deeply into versus not. So we knew we wanted to do beauty, and we started talking to both our community of consumers, but also our retail partners. So, you know, going to them saying, you know, what's missing in your aisle? What are customers asking for that they're not getting from you? And then, hey, community, like, what, you know, what do you need most? As I was, you know, sharing about Merit, and I think two opportunities came out of that research. One was that 60% of our readers were buying and discovering their beauty products in drugstore, and they wanted cleaner products. And so when we looked at the drugstore skincare aisle, nothing had changed in 50 years. And thankfully, Honest came out, you know, right at that time. So there was just starting to be, you know, solutions. But when it came to clean, you know, really effective formulas, you really had to go to Sephora. You had to, and we were talking to women that said, you know, I live 2 hours from a Sephora, or I can't afford to go to Blue Mercury to buy, you know, products. So, you know, that's when Verst was born. And Verst is a clean and sustainable line of skincare products that's highly, highly effective. Verst is available in about 3,000 retailers across the US and Canada. We're, you know, at all the Target stores in the US. And what that allowed us to do, you know, we launched on day one in over 1,400 stores. That really gave us the ability to use the volume to drive down prices of the formula and drive up the quality. So, you know, I really attribute a lot of our, you know, really high product reviews and the fact that the business has done so well, just on the fact that we were able to get these great formulas and offer them to the consumer at such an amazing price. So Verst was incubated within Who What Wear, and then we spun it out and grew it from there. Merit was the other opportunity that came out of our research. So this was around, I was, you know, when I was sort of having these thoughts that I was sharing with you, and it just seemed to really resonate with a lot of the consumers that we were speaking to. So meanwhile, you know, Verst really, you know, we had to green light because Target really wanted it. We had two different mass retailers that really wanted to launch it. And, We ended up going with Target and had to really fast track it to sort of meet up with their calendar. So I put a pin in Merit. And, you know, Merit for me is such a personal brand because I'm making it, you know, truly for my own need. And so I knew I wanted to be really, really involved in every touch point of the business. And I knew I didn't have the time to do it at that moment. So we got Verst off the ground and I have such an incredible executive team there and they've really just grown the business and it's, you know, thriving. And then in the meantime, I, you know, got together with my friend Cameron Diaz and decided we needed to create a clean wine company, yeah. Right?
You needed to. You had
to. It was so a little unexpected. Yeah. But basically, you know, we're friends and we were sitting around drinking wine one day and we said, you know, it's so weird. Like everything else in our life has gotten healthier. Is there a way to make wine better for us? And then we're sort of like, you know, what's in this actually? And we turned the bottle around and we were reminded that it's one of the only consumables where you don't have nutrition facts or ingredients, right? So we thought like we spend all this money and time to eat organic and use clean, you know, products on our body. Like what are we putting in ourselves? And so we set out to really just learn, you know, and we switched the way we were drinking. We started drinking only, you know, organic or naturally made wine and discovered that it was really, really hard to find. Unless you have access to a specialty shop like Helen's.
Right.
You know, it really wasn't, you know, being sold
to the mass market. Yeah.
Exactly. So, you know, we just couldn't, like, I couldn't help it. I had to
do something.
That was so exciting to me. And again, it started with a personal need, I think, as most great businesses do, but was just compelled to kind of bring that to market. So, you know, those things happened. And then, you know, once Aveline went out into the world, we really, you know, started focusing on Merit. It's really come together over the last year. And as I said, I think the timing is just absolutely perfect. So we launched and are available on meritbeauty.com. And then we'll be in Sephora stores starting February 19th.
Oh my God. I was just going to ask which retailer was going to carry it. And then where will Aveline be sold or where is it sold now?
Aveline is all over. I mean, we are in, I think, over 2,000 retailers right now across the U.S. So I would say by the end of 2021, we'll be in basically every, you know,
grocery
store you can think of. But we're in all the major chains. You can get us at retailers like wine.com. You can order directly from drinkaveline.com, depending on what state you're in. Drizzly, Mini Bar, there's a number of places if you just Google Aveline or you can go to drinkaveline.com and then hit the store locator.
OMG, I love Tatcha so much. I've talked to you guys about Tatcha before. You know that. I love, love, love Tatcha. Making time to care for myself always brightens my mood, and that's why I love them. They're a Japanese beauty brand that believes that skincare is self-care, and I seriously could not agree more. When I decide to take a few moments a day to care for my skin, I'm making a commitment to care for myself. As a mom, it's so easy to get caught up caring for others, but it really benefits everyone. Like I always say, when we allow ourselves the opportunity to come back within to ourselves, back to the moment and take care of ourselves. That's why I want to give you 15% off your Tatcha purchase with code WITHWIT so you have a reminder to always love and care for yourself. All of Tatcha skincare is gentle enough to use every day yet incredibly effective thanks to its natural, time-tested ingredients. My skin is a little bit on the drier side, a little bit on the sensitive side, but my T-zone can get oily. So to help my specific skin needs, I do use a varied mix of products. Depending on how my skin feels, I might reach for an exfoliator, an essence, a serum, a moisturizer, or a mist. I personally love, 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 love their mist. So does my makeup artist. I obviously have not gotten my makeup done in a while, but she actually introduced me to Tatcha because she used to set my face at the end to give me that extra glow with their mist. And that product that I'm talking about is called their Luminous Dewy Skin Mist. You just spritz a couple spritzes any time of the day, and it makes me feel dewy and refreshed. I honestly never even thought a neck cream could be meditative either, but I like to think of applying Tatcha's Ageless Revitalizing Neck Cream as like a little mini massage. The serum, the Dewy Serum, is amazing. It's a 3-in-1 serum that resurfaces, plumps, and locks in moisture for smoother, plumper, dewier skin. And who doesn't want that? It helps replenish components of healthy skin lost over time. So don't be surprised when your friends ask why your skin looks as soft as a baby's. I always am having Timmy touch my face and be like, how soft is that? Use your code WITHWIT to try this new formula and more for 15% off. I cannot recommend this line of products high enough, especially the Luminous Dewy Skin Mist. While Tatcha skincare definitely makes you look good, it makes you feel good too. Every Tatcha purchase helps fund education equality through the nonprofit Room to Read so you can feel good from skin to soul. Head to Tatcha.com, that's TATCHA.com, and enter the code WITHWIT for 15% off your order. And now back to our chat. So how insane are your days? Like, how do you keep your head on straight? I feel like I am constantly running around this house like a chicken with my head cut off, and I get so distracted, and I'll go into one room to do something, and then I like will start looking at emails, and then I forgot what I need to do. And I just feel like because I have so many different projects,
yes,
that I'm trying to start, and you have so many different projects with probably so many different teams, I just don't know, how do you structure your days? Do you have a routine?
Yeah. I mean, first of all, I get up really early. I get up at 5 a.m. Monday through Friday.
Naturally, so you set that alarm?
Depends what where my stress level is at.
Okay.
I tend to wake up on my own, but I do, you know, set an alarm just to be sure. But, you know, I really have become a morning person. It's not something I, you know, started out as.
Same.
But I realize that's kind of my most productive time. Mm-hmm. And especially I love to get up in the morning when no one else is awake and have a good hour at my computer to work on things and just really think things through. I work out almost every day. I do, you know, I stream Tracy Anderson for cardio. I have an elliptical here at the house, which I didn't have until, you know, mid-pandemic. I do yoga with a wonderful teacher named Monica Ross. For me, working out is more for my mind even than my body. You know, it really centers me. It kind of calibrates my adrenals and my, you know, the sort of energy. So I definitely, you know, work out. And as far as, you know, splitting my time across the businesses, they're all in such different life stages. And, you know, I think they have different things going on. So, you know, I might be going in really deep on one or two of them right now, while the other ones are kind of really, you know, being managed by our executive team. And then once that is done, I might switch my focus to one of the others. Like if one of them is fundraising, or one of them is launching, or one of them is, we're doing a deal with a big retailer, you know, I'll get into the weeds then. And then, you know, ideally I'm able to look across all of them and really think about big picture strategy, recruiting key roles that we need, you know, handling any sort of fundraising or M&A activity. That's pretty much how I spend my time. And then with Merit, I'm literally, you know, working with the formulators and actually getting my, you know,
hands dirty with all that stuff.
Hands dirty and hands on all of the formulation. So, and I'm sure, you know, over time this will change, but it somehow works for me. It's not something I, you know, set out and said I'm going to have 4 companies, but you know, my husband, when we launched Merit the other day, he said, at the end of the day, he said, wait, this is the last one, right? And I said, yeah. And he's like, all right. I'm so happy.
Until next week, when you think of something else that you're going to need in your life, right?
I'm honestly so excited to focus on the growth of all these brands and to keep working with my wonderful team of colleagues. And it's just been a lot of fun. You know, when you're creating products that you want to use and you're solving a problem, it's really invigorating.
It is.
See them come to life.
Mm-hmm. And to actually hear from people and how it's making them feel. I think that's the best part about what we do, is actually like hearing from the people who are using it and seeing how it's boosting their confidence. You know, yeah. I think that that's the most rewarding part for me. Like when I actually see someone wearing something that I designed or whatever it is. Do you ever doubt yourself? How do you find the confidence to make all these huge decisions all the time?
For sure, I doubt myself. I mean, up until like literally we push the button to launch something. One thing that I do when I start to have an idea or I'm ruminating on something, I really start to talk about it a lot. You know, I talk about it with my friends. I talk about it with, you know, peers in business. I just kind of start throwing the idea around, and I love to see the reaction, right? That people have. And even I do this with my digital community, as I know you probably do. But when you start to see other people get really excited about something, you know, it kind of feeds the fire. And then you just kind of keep going like day after day. And then, you know, you get to the point where, you know, I started recruiting, you know, for Merit a year ago, and you bring, you know, a couple of really talented people in, and those really talented people believe in that idea. So you're like, okay, it's not just me, and they think it's good too. And, you know, all of those little things I think start to build the confidence, and you don't really know, right? It's something could fail, but you know, you just kind of have to, I think, go with your gut. If you truly think it's a good idea and you can validate that other people think that too, you just have to start chipping away at it every day.
Mm-hmm. I think that's what's so important for people to know when launching a business, is to really use your friends and your followers and do your marketing research. Because I feel like I come from this traditional train of thought where in fashion, you know, it was always like, you never talked about anything that you did until you launched it, right? Or like until you saw it on the runway, like you never saw the process of it. And now that's completely changed. And so I have to kind of trigger my brain differently because I'm not used to showing that whole process. Like the biggest takeaway I'm getting from you is to really utilize your community and your peers so that you can offer a product that people actually want. And I think that's the great thing about social media. Like we didn't always have that. So we didn't know what they wanted, you know?
Yeah. I think it starts with the white space, right? Like, what is the white space? Why does this thing need to exist?
Yeah.
What's the reason for being? And then if you can go and validate that with a diverse, you know, community of consumers, then that's going to give you a pretty good indication. I mean, you don't need a huge sample of people.
Right.
To understand if something is a good idea or not,
that's
right?
True.
They just kind of have to be in whatever you would believe to be your target.
Yeah.
And you really just need a couple hundred people even.
I'm so excited for you. Congratulations. This is so awesome. Thank you so much for taking the
time. Thank you, Whitney. I'll talk to you later.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you guys so much for listening. I hope you loved this episode. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review. I'd love to hear what you think and anything more or even less you'd want to hear about. Tune in every Tuesday for a new episode. If you want to know more about what I'm up to, you can find me on Instagram at Whitney E. Port, my website, whitneyport.com, and my YouTube channel, Whitney Port. Peace in the streets.